So take a few moments to settle into a position and posture that'll support you in just reflecting on your experience for a few minutes. As usual, it might be helpful to have a notepad nearby. And what we'll invite here is really pausing, feeling the ground beneath you and the support, feeling your breath in and out, and just resting for a moment or so as you center yourself and ground yourself for a few minutes of inquiry and self-exploration. And so from here, just think of one particular time within the last few days or week when you have been invited to try something new or different. And in this instance, we want to really reflect on a time when you were asked to try something new and you were willing to and did accept that invitation. So having identified an example, really just something that we can work with here. It doesn't have to be a situation where you're asked to do anything particularly huge or grandiose. It could be any small new thing that you remember vividly as a moment when you were kind of being asked to move outside your comfort zone. So what we'll do in this reflective practice is pause to think about the thoughts, emotions, and sensations that arose in you as you experienced this new thing. So let's begin by really recalling the particular thing that you explored, whether it was meeting someone new, going to a new kind of event, playing a game with a child, whatever it happens to be. Again, can be anything that you remember distinctly as inviting you into something new. And so first I want to look at what were some of the thoughts that came up for you as you were deciding whether or not to engage in this invitation, whether or not to accept it. What were some of the thoughts that you experienced as you were in the process of trying this new thing? And again, give yourself permission to allow whatever thoughts that are here to come to the fore with as little judgment as possible. And so if any of the thoughts were difficult or maybe harsh or judgmental or reflected some challenge for you, you might just pause and think about some of the causes and conditions of that kind of thought. Perhaps it reminds you of a moment in your past, in your history, perhaps all the way back in childhood, where you tried something new and it didn't turn out as well as you might have expected, or others around you were judgmental or critical. So as you do this, you may be beginning to really sense some feeling tones associated with this general category of experiencing something new, trying something new, and going out of your comfort zone. And so take a few moments to explore what those feeling tones are. Unpleasant. And as we think about the general category of unpleasant feeling tones, you might explore some of the mental dimensions of those feelings, the thoughts and stories that combine with feeling tones to give rise to what we call emotions. So just feeling really the range of what is arising and bringing in kindness and love as needed to support you in this inquiry right here, right now. Continuing to breathe in and out. In this moment, we're not trying to go out of our comfort zone, so allow yourself to just sort of dial it back as you need to, really just to be safely engaged in this exploration in this moment. So as we open up the aperture on feeling, tones, and emotions, we want to see if we can explore some of the ways that those feelings, emotions, rest in the body. So open up to explore sensations associated with those feelings as you breathe in and out. Is there a tightness in the chest? Is there tension in the shoulders, the jawline? There other ways that you can feel this in your body right now? You feel your breath getting a little bit more shallow, or this sometimes I'll feel like a feeling of little pit in this in my stomach region. Whatever happens to be there, the invitation is to just notice some of the ways that encountering something new can literally be challenging, and you can feel those ramifications in your body. So, breathing in and breathing out, you might just explore the investigation invitation here a little bit more on your own. Maybe taking time to journal. For example, if some of what you remember is in the category of maybe a judgmental thought or a critical thought, you might investigate further by looking at where that thought might come from, but also even more, is that thought true? Is it maybe not entirely true? So you might explore what else might also be true to sort of see if you can expand the sense of the story around the thoughts that you carry. How might its opposite be true? Just play with the possibility that the thought that you have, if you just turn it around and explore its opposite, just as a thought experiment, what does that sound like in your mind? How might that also be true? And further, and I'm leaning here on the work of friend and teacher Byron Katie, who would you be, what would you be, how would you be without this thought? Let's explore that for just a bit. And similarly, really just give yourself time to feel what is here, but also open up to see what else is here in terms of feeling tones, in terms of bodily sensations. And again, as we bring this reflection to a close, really see if you can see any ways that the feelings, sensations, and thoughts that come up for you when you're invited to and do engage in something new reflect some habits, patterns, or early teachings that you received in your life. As we bring this reflection to a close, take a deep breath. Release any tension and bring in much metta and kindness for your experience, and especially any part of it that was challenging. Release and relax. And now, just pausing now, feeling your way back to this moment, letting go of the reflection. Take a few minutes to jot down some of what came up for you. And when and as you're ready, proceed to the meditation, which will support you in even more deeply opening up your capacity to embrace and engage in the possibility of the moments of your life from here.